Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Suzanne, your host for the evening. And then we also have Frank Perino. I'd like to give him the credit for this really interesting title, and I really hope that everybody listens and actually signs a petition. This is a really great title, and it says, Nursing Homes Are In With The Devil. And here comes, oops, he sort of came out. We will wait until he comes in a little bit, and I'll just bring him in. He didn't want to come in so early. All right, so just to let you know that our title is kind of unique, and I give him credit for it because it's such a unique title. Inner Sight Freedom Turn Nursing Homes Into Accessible Housing. Nursing homes are in with the devil. Why do we say nursing homes are in with the devil? Well, the reason is because many people are abused, injured, thrown. I mean, just about everything. I mean, people say, how could you see thrown? My two grandmas were thrown down the steps. One grandma broke both hips. The other one was lucky she could speak and say, why'd you push me? So both, grandmothers were very sick in different ways. My one grandma had to go from the, quote, adult home into, a nursing home, and she had Alzheimer's. She didn't, more like vascular dementia. And my other grandmother went in to, a nursing home, but it was more like, when she went in and then she started talking about stuff, she was then put sort of on the ground one time and she fell. Another time was at the steps again, like my two grandmothers had. And then my other grandma had a lot more beatings than, on my father's side had a lot more beatings. That was one thing, and also staying in their own, waste product. I'm not going to mention what it is because people are probably eating dinner and stuff, but that's all I'll mention. I'm telling you, it was horrible. Me just, watching my family members, go to waste. My dad looked like a skeleton when he was in the nursing home. And everybody asks, why did you place your mom and dad in a nursing home? I wasn't, I wanted them in the home, but I'm physically disabled myself, and they made a decision for me. And that's the only thing that they were saying, that I had to, Adult Protective Services says that you have to put these, you are her, I don't know how to say it. Oh, you're like a legal guardian to her, and you are a legal guardian. You are her only heir. She had barely anything after they were done with her, and they wanted to get more, bills paid. And I said, she is deceased. Would you like me to dig her out for you? I mean, I hate to be that way, but that's how I really felt. I didn't get enough time to speak with my mother before she died, nor my father. So my father came before COVID, but my mom came, into the nursing home, like right at the time that COVID was its hottest, I should say. She took they made her take, let's put it this way, made her take the two vaccinations. So she got both vaccinations. I, on the other hand, said, they're not going to let me see her if I don't get any vaccinations. But to tell you, I wouldn't have gotten one of those vaccines, and I wouldn't have gotten it if it wasn't for my mom. I miss her so much. She really, weakens my heart when I miss her. Okay, I was telling you that Frank would show up, and he is the thought of this, podcast, and here he comes. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, thank you. Inner Sight and...
You really are the thought of this. I got to give you the credit. What credit
do. We got to stick to the theme of these shows.
Yeah, I know. Continue.
And the theme tonight is nursing home, definitely in with the devil. Now let me tell you how I got the idea for this show. It was real and horrible.
Yeah.
And have to go to... What's that noise?
That happens to be the air conditioner. Let me see
noise.
If I could, you know, take it off, okay? I'll be back.
And a woman that we're going to honor next Tuesday on Inner Sight, Loretta Jones, who recently passed away in the nursing home. She was found, I'm told, on the floor, fell out of bed. Previously to that, had an infection, been to the hospital, and was returned to the nursing home. And I'm told that the infection wasn't cleared up. So I got the idea, because how many people in a day, a week, a month, whatever time span you single out, how many people does this happen to? You know, now we looked it up. It was 75%.
Mm-hmm.
I think the number was.
Yeah, it was 75.
Oh.
You're right.
Why doesn't the nursing home, all these nursing homes, why don't they take precautions to stop this horrible situation of people falling out of bed? Now, we gave them the idea. It's here on the show, in the archives, goes around the world. Over 100,000 people have heard it. And it's a simple, simple thing. Get the home health aides into these nursing homes to watch people, to stand by. Person is, you know, now you got to understand what's happening. A lot of people in these beds toss and turn because they have sores all over from being in the damn bed, from being neglected, from being left in their waste. Now, that's an evil, evil thing.
It is.
The devil likes that. He thrives on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he causes it in so many different ways. Some of those ways are very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
So, stop saying mm-hmm and stop that noise.
Sorry, I just was agreeing with you.
You want to do the show? What's wrong?
No, it's okay. I'd rather you do.
Well, you got to stop all this nonsense. You keep doing the same things over and over and over and over and over again.
Sorry.
You got to learn. Otherwise, you'll never grow.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
And these evil types of happenings in these nursing homes are done, and the administrators, supervisors, social workers, all the people who work in these places don't do anything to stop this horrible thing from happening, people falling out of bed. It happens every day someplace. You don't always hear about it because we're probably the only show that a person can call and say, hey, my loved one fell out of bed, hit the head, and is now on critical or whatever it may be. We're the only show that will advertise that and bring it out if the family wants it. We're the only program that I know that will honor a person who has died in a nursing home. And, you know, I want to extend that. We'll honor a person who has to live in a nursing home, too. So Inner Sight is right there.
Yeah.
That
Frank,
noise
I have a question for you. What noise? Really, I have my hearing aids on and everything.
You want to hear it? Listen. You can't have that on the show, man.
I'll try going to the bathroom. I got no other place in the house except for the bathroom. Hold on.
The idea for the show, but the horrible death of Ms. Jones, who did not deserve to die like that. Now, when I related this to our good friend Jose Delgado from Independent Living, his first thought was, a person has a right to die in their own home. And he's so right. And none of these agencies are really doing anything to bring that about. I mean, I know the independent living centers would like to. They can't. They're contracted in such a way that they cannot use the money to bring down or turn these nursing into accessible housing. Sign our petition to change.org. First thing about it.
Yeah. I'm amazed at one thing, that they allowed this poor woman to pass away like that. That was, I don't know. I don't know even, and my words don't come out of my mouth. You know? Lorraine's, you know, family member. I don't know if we got approval or not.
We have to get the attention. Stop that noise.
What noise? I'm in the bathroom, for God's sakes.
It's a horrible noise in the phone. I demonstrated it for you. You got to stop.
Okay, I'll try my hardest. I don't even know what noise it is because I'm hearing impaired. I'm sorry, Frank. I'll do the best I can.
Well, it's not good enough.
Okay.
We have to get the attention of the Congress of this country to wake up and to realize we don't need nursing homes. We need accessible housing. I got a call today from one of the housing programs, and they're offering some kind of free training for people who want to learn about housing. Now, I guarantee you. I don't even know these people, but I guarantee you part of that training is not going to be sign the petition and turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. It should be. That should be part of it, a big part of it. Because people are suffering, people are dying, people are trying to live their lives and in fear of these nursing homes, and it can happen to anybody. It's got nothing to do with age or anything. Anyone can wind up in a nursing home. I met a woman today who I was talking to, and her mom died in a facility that was affiliated with a nursing home. I'm glad she didn't. She wasn't in the nursing home per se, but she was in the facility in the nursing home. And the first thing I said to her, I said, you know, that idea of giving someone their own apartment is great if they wouldn't be affiliated with the nursing home, because that's always hanging over your head, that they can always turn on you, and that's exactly what it is. If you're going to help somebody and you got the money, help them. Don't stab them in the back and put them in a nursing home. I don't go for that crap. That wouldn't be the inner sight way. I guarantee you that. So we have got to somehow reach the people in responsible positions. People who are in Congress, who themselves would not go to a nursing home, and the people who are set up so they don't have to go to a nursing home. And the way they can set up other people to keep out of a nursing home is by saving money for the government. See, that's what makes it. Now, there's the devil's tool. Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you have a way of helping someone, and that way includes not taxing the people further and helping people, and you don't do it, to me, that's the devil in charge right there. That's the kind of mentality that the devil likes. I refer to the movie Daniel Webster and the Devil. If you ever saw that movie, you know what I'm talking about. How the devil manipulated this guy Stone to allow him to overtake him and allow him to have 7 years of plenty, and after the 7 years, he would, of course, the devil would take his soul. Manipulative in such a way that many people don't even know that's what they've fallen into. And that's how these nursing homes work. Same way. They're very manipulative. They paint a beautiful picture anytime. A lot of them advertise. They're like a hotel or whatever the hell it is. More like a hellhole than a hotel.
Yeah, right.
So all these devices are part of the devil's working. And that's how I got the idea for this show on the death of Mrs. Jones. Now the devil likes death. The devil mm-hmm. promotes. And that's what these nursing homes are doing. They're promoting death. And that's why they want people in there. And mm-hmm. until the person passes, they get whatever they can get out of them. Just like the same way that the devil operates. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big Peter Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. And Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon. .net is the email if you want to check them out. 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue. We want to thank Nobody Starves on Long Island, Gary, for all his help with the animals. Dog food, cat food, and medical when he's able to do it. Keep the number handy, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. We thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for advertising our nursing home show, which is on tonight, incidentally, at 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. You can see it in the city on all the Manhattan Neighborhood channels. See it on the internet, laptop, smartphone, on the Spirit Channel at 11 o'clock tonight through Manhattan Neighborhood Network. So give it a look and sign our petition. I hope all the damn nursing home owners watch and the social workers and all these people that are part of this oppression. And if you want to do something about it, you don't know which way to go, call in a site, contact us. We'll show you what to do. What is that noise?
So, I must have accidentally hit redial. I'm not familiar with this phone too much. I just got it. did. For this show.
Inner Sight brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. Don't forget about all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avantio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, and all the youngsters. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you.
We have a caller, Frank.
All right, you take the call. I'm going off the air.
Why? What's the matter? You can't do it? Hello, it's Suzanne from Inner Sight. How can I help you? Okay. What I'll be doing is continuing the show because it seems like Frank wants me to do that. So when you come back on, just hit number one if you'd like to talk. Okay, thanks. Okay. What Frank was really talking about, he was talking about, you know, the people who he really wanted to get this done for. There was this girl who actually he met recently, and he compared notes with her and found out that her aunt, who this person was, Miss Jones, and she passed away, I believe, from falling, if I'm not mistaken. And that's really a couple times my mom fell. But what are you going to do when people, you know, they fall? But I'm not very happy about what, you know, what they're doing to them. So they will fall. And then the nursing home will collect, you know, pensions, everything. They called me maybe about, I'd say, a few weeks ago for my mom. And my mom has been deceased at least 2 years. So, I mean, my mom had fallen on the floor at another nursing home. I pulled her out of the other nursing home, and I said, well, maybe I can keep her in a nursing home closer to me. Then COVID hit. I mean, one thing after another, and I just really think they were digging deep to see if they find any money that's within, you know, reach to them. We had posted one time $196 billion was going to nursing homes per, you know, they were looking at having these people, you know, and have them, you know, basically it was more of like a, how would you say it, a person who was trying to make something fail. You know, like the person's life. And that really bothers me to no end. And I'm trying. All right. Let me explain one thing. I love Frank as a really good friend, okay? But right now he's, you know, he's trying to teach me what to do, but he doesn't have the patience for it. So I'm saying a prayer for him, okay? And that's about it. Yes, let me get off that subject and say nursing homes are in with the devil. And I'll tell you why. People are greedy, okay? And to me, people who take people's housing, they take their clothes, they take their life at the end. And to me, that is purely something that, you know, a devil would do. You know, and I feel that the devil is deeply ingrained in the nursing home, and, you know, I'd like to, you know, just let people know that when we say it's in with the devil, we've explored this, we've seen this, we've actually, people actually, you know, call us either on this format or on the regular format that we have, you know, for nursing homes and stuff like that. They really do so, and I don't know what else to say or do at this point. Oh, I do have a solve for it, and I'm going to mention it. On change.org, you could find our petition. Frank mentioned that, but when you go on to on the very top, you'll see our organizational sort of layout. And you can actually go to the top right, and you'll see where it says petitions. You know, your petitions or my petitions or something to that effect. You click on that, okay, and after you click on that, that will bring you to, you know, both to support, meaning if you'd like to, you know, donate a small amount, that would be glad, appreciated. And then there's also, you know, where you don't have to donate, you just share what they, you know, have, you know, for the nursing homes. And tonight, I feel, is going to be a really short, you know, short night, because right now, I don't want to be crying on there, so we'll shut this one down for tonight. Okay, you have a pleasant day, and like they do say, the show must go on, but not when you're crying, man. All right, you all take care, and we will see you tomorrow and with another good show, and most likely Frank will then be part of that show. Before I leave, let me, you know, Able News and advertisement. I'll give you the Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Thank you, and have a good evening. You can actually hear this show on the archives and right into Blog Talk Radio. And I want it to go, it's a nightmare, but I want it to go away. But I know you guys love dramatic shows. So you could, you know, listen to it. It'd be a good idea. All right. Everybody, have a good evening. Be safe out there. And think about people in nursing homes. And have a good evening. Bye-bye.